Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to Let's Talk Tuesday. This is a free coaching and training call brought to you by the ATSJR company staff. If you haven't heard about us, we make profitable clients more profitable. You can Google us. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn. Basically, wherever you are, we are already there. So find us there, follow us, fall in love with us, buy from us, and become profitable with us if you dare. Tonight's call is brought to you by the wonderful Michelle Mueller. Michelle is our Director of Member Services. If you're a part of the ATS Business University, you have no doubt heard from her during your onboarding process. We always get raving reviews about their process from everyone she interacts with. She is also the founder and CEO of the One Red Shoe Foundation. You can also Google One Red Shoe Foundation and find out more information about that. But without further ado, I introduce to you my favorite auntie, Michelle Mueller.
Oh, good evening, everybody. I want to thank you all for joining the ATS Junior team in our Let's Talk Tuesday. It's all because of them that this is possible. So I want to just really get started. I don't know why. I'm a little nervous. Anyways, let's just go for it, guys. Feeding your passion. Passion is what gets you going. Passion is what starts your engine. But in doing the research for this, I learned passion isn't everything. I kept finding the word passion and the word purpose always mentioned together. So in order for me to understand passion, I had to understand purpose. And in doing so, I learned that if you're looking to achieve remarkable, fulfilling, magnificent success, you must have two things, passion and purpose. Are passion and purpose the same? No. What's the difference? Good, great question. They are similar, but there are important differences between the two. Passion can be selfish. Purpose cannot. Let me explain. You can pursue a passion for your own pleasure. Think of singing. You may love to sing, but nobody likes to hear it. Or I'm trying to think of something else, something in the passion. You might like to run, but it's not everybody else's. Passion is something that you individually love to do, and it serves you. Purpose is not selfish. It involves serving others. It's feeling joy about creating joy, and it's about adding value in the lives of others while creating value in your own life. It's like a win-win. Passion can be wild, while purpose is focused. You can have many passions, and you can spend countless hours on them. Purpose is very singular. To fill a purpose requires focus. It requires you to choose. But when you know your purpose, the choice is easy. Better explained is your passion is your what and your purpose is your why. Passion is what you love. Passion is what you love. It's about the objects of your desires. Where purpose is your motivation, it's your why. It brings you into action. Purpose can also complete you. Let's talk about purpose just a little bit. Purpose is the why behind it all. Purpose is the deep reason for your existence. And everyone has a purpose, whether they realize it or not. And yes, everybody is also capable of passion. And when they both come together, that right there is when your fire ignites. The tricky part is, what I believe, is we only have one purpose. And for some of us, we already know what that is. And for some of us, we don't, and that's okay. You don't have to feel bad. You don't have to feel left out. It'll come to you. It will. How? But there's a couple things you can do. You can start by writing down what you love to do. And I mean everything you love to do. And don't worry if the things that you write down don't seem to be connected, because they are, because this is you. doesn't have to be something that you're necessarily good at, like singing. Or you may love horses but never ridden one. Be creative in your list. What makes you smile? Do you like traveling? Do you like books? Do you like cake? I like cake. Think of experiences that make you smile. Things that you love to do. Write them all down. Step out of the box. Think about, what did you want to be when you were a child? The key to writing these things down is to be open and honest with yourself. And then when you're finished, look at them. What jumps out at you? What catches your attention? Sometimes our purpose is staring us right in the face. It may seem so simple to you because it's what you love to do. Something on your list may be really easy for you because it comes natural. And it doesn't mean that it's easy for someone else. That's because you're unique. You may have a gift that no one else has and you just don't realize it because it comes natural. By identifying what comes natural to you, you have the ability to build on those strengths and help others in ways you never thought possible. Another way that you can find your purpose is you can look at your past, not just what you wanted to be growing up, but look at your struggles. Many times the very struggles we've managed to move through in our lives become our purpose. By looking at your past and the circumstances you've successfully moved through, you may have a perspective that many people in the world do not. Or it may become a combination of everything I just said above. It was for me. As a little girl growing up, I wanted to be a lawyer. I would actually go through my mother's closet and pick out my outfits, her skirts, her blouses, wear her shoes. I would get in trouble for wearing her shoes. And then she gave me an old leather purse. And I pretended it was a briefcase. And I would walk around the house saying, I object to everything. I objected to what was for dinner. I objected to my older brother picking on my little brother. I objected to all the injustices a little girl could think of. Then it was my circumstances over the next 30 years that brought me to my purpose. Today, instead of a briefcase, I carry a backpack. And I object to very grown-up injustices. What I really wanted to be was an advocate dressed up in lawyer's clothes. A voice for those who couldn't or wouldn't speak for themselves. And it wasn't until very recently that I actually was able to put it all together. As a little girl, the title might have been lawyer, but I wanted to speak up for other things. I wanted to stand up for things. I wanted to stand up for injustices. And it wasn't until I was able to write a few things down and figure it all out. So if you don't know what your purpose is, it's okay. It'll come to mind. Maybe it's just you haven't recognized it yet. Or maybe we're just complicating the process of finding our purpose. If we just live according to what we'd love to do, you move towards your purpose. Or it could be that you just haven't stated it yet. You said it out loud or haven't written it down. Maybe that's all it takes. One thing I learned from the ATS JR team is writing something down will bring it to life. And I promise you, when it comes to life, it is magical. Our purpose is why we get up in the morning. It holds our values. It holds our strengths. It holds our gifts. Purpose is our foundation. And our passion is our spark. Think of it this way. If you wanted to start a campfire, you would need two things. You would need wood, and you would need a match. Think of the wood as your purpose and your foundation, and the match is your passion. You need both of those to start a fire. If the flame went out, you would just reignite it with another match, meaning you'd have to add more passion to it. I think that in order to strike that match, you have to have a good foundation of wood. Otherwise, the match is going to keep going out. You can find things that you're passionate about, but I don't think it'll match your purpose. I think you have to have a good foundation. I think finding your purpose is important. Finding your purpose will bring you passion. I think when you have both of them together, it's like a flame, it's like a fire. You have to stay in the fire. I did a Let's Talk Tuesday about staying in the fire. So let's talk about passion. Passion is what gives us our motivation, our energy. It's what we need to move forward. When we're passionate about something, we become excited about it. We take care of any task in order to devote our time to it. Oprah Winfrey says, passion is energy. Feel the power that comes from focusing on what excites you. I love Oprah. Just gotta say that. I love Oprah. I love Oprah. Passion is the fuel that drives us. It keeps us enthused in what we're doing. We get to be creative, and then we get to show it off. It makes our heart pound and flutter, and only does it make us happy, but it brings us joy. Our passion keeps us inspired. It keeps us motivated. It's our spark to our flame. And yes, flames can go out. That is why it is important to feed our passion. We have to make time. We have to make time in our busy schedules. Our passions are important. They're a part of us. They make up who we are. Feeding your passion means being true to you. Listening to your inner voice, being original, be weird. Suffocating who you are will only put out your flame. You can do this. There's all kinds of ways to relight your fire, feed your passion. You can rediscover recess. As a little kid in school, we always took a break from math and reading, and we always had that break where we didn't have to think about anything. Take time for your passion. Schedule recess. Schedule time to have fun in what you love to do. Make a to-do list. A to-do list is really effective for making sure that you make time. Making a to-do list keeps me on task. It keeps me focused on achieving my goals. And I keep a notebook. That way I can write down things that come to my mind, maybe new dreams. Sometimes you may have to reprioritize your schedule. If you work during the daytime, that means you're a daytime person. Get up a little bit earlier. If you like to burn the midnight oil, then you're a nighttime person. Make room for it. Make time for it. Simply put, if there is a will, there is a way. I know from experience that when I don't feed my passion or make it a priority, I feel off balance. One of my passions is to outreach to the homeless women in my community. And when I don't get to get out there because of the rain or a schedule conflict, it actually gets harder for me to push myself. Not because I don't want to, I just forget how much I love it. Feeding your passion feeds your life. Why should we feed our passion? Because life is too short. It's there 1 minute and gone the next. Feeding your passion will add more value to the world. Anytime you do what you love to do in life, it makes you desire to add value to other people. Antonio is a prime example of that. You become more persistent. Feeding your passion makes you more persistent. It's easy to give up when you're pursuing goals. It's easy to give up when you're pursuing goals that aren't as meaningful to you, but when you're working towards something that we're passionate about, it's only natural to be more persistent.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Here's an unfun fact. Over half of bankruptcies and mortgage foreclosures are caused by medical issues. That's because if you get sick or injured over the course of your career, your employer's sick leave often only covers you up for 3 months. And while health insurance helps with medical bills, it does not replace lost income. That's where disability insurance comes in. It's essentially income insurance. It protects your paycheck if you're sidelined by an illness or an injury. Disability insurance can cover your lost income for months, years, or even decades, and Policy Genius is the easiest way to get it. Policy Genius does all of the shopping for you. They compare quotes from the top disability insurance companies to find the best price. Then their licensed experts manage the application process to save you time and hassle. So if you rely on your income to get by, compare disability insurance quotes with PolicyGenius.com. We'll help you protect your paycheck at a price that makes sense. You can get started online right now. Policy Genius, the easy way to compare and buy disability insurance.
You don't wake up thinking about giving up. You wake up thinking about how you can push forward. Feeding your passion will build your character. It takes true strength to go after what is truly what you love to do in life. You will reach new understandings about your life. You'll reach new awarenesses. You'll reach new love for the people that surrounds you, and it won't feel like work to you. You'll wake up with energy, enthusiasm to start another day pursuing something that you really want to do rather than just dreading having to do something. When you continue to feed your passion, your fears will no longer take center stage. When you continue to feed your passion, you learn and you grow. Feed your passions. Never let yourself put down the one thing that makes you an individual. Nurture your gifts no matter what, because when you do, you nurture your heart and your mind as well. Your passions are worth pursuing in some shape or form. Go ahead, write your stories, compose your music, make the most beautiful art, stand on the stage, help everyone and anyone. If it makes you smile and feel complete, it's worth it, and it always will be. So, and I said so on purpose. So, if you know me, I'm always transparent with my Let's Talk Tuesdays, and I left myself with an unanswered question, which is, which comes first, purpose or passion? Some say your purpose makes you passionate. Others say, do what is passionate and your purpose will be revealed. All I know is that I have both, and it may not matter which comes first because I know my why and I love doing it. T.D. Jakes says, if you can't figure out your purpose, figure out your passion, for your passion will lead you right into your purpose. That's it. I'm done.
Any questions or comments or just an outpour of love to this amazing person? The Q&A session is now open.
Yeah, I got something to say. Auntie?
Yes, sir.
I'm going to talk my language to you because you're going to understand it. Baby, you just broke this down better than a Baptist preacher standing in the Catholic church talking to a Koji choir.
I want to take that as a compliment.
That was the greatest compliment ever. That was powerful, and that was awesome. Yes, it actually was. And here's the deal. It's because a lot of times we wrestle with the understanding the difference between purpose and passion. And we always tend to equate them to be the exact same thing, not knowing that there is a difference. So in your call, you express the difference of the two, and then you also express how you can correlate both of them to be one. Because at the end of the day, everything comes back to the one. But I love how you broke it down to say the difference of the two, but you brought it back to be the exact same thing. So that was a great job. That was an awesome job. You did outstanding. And honey, you killed that microphone. You could drop it and walk off stage.
Thank you. Of course, more transparent, that when I started, I came up with the title And then I started researching and I was so confused. I got confused. I heard follow your passion. I heard follow your purpose. And then I really had to, I had to break it down to myself. I had to break it down as far as what is your passion? What is your purpose? So not only was I trying to, I was learning at the same time. I was learning this at the same time I was writing it. And it was actually, it was quite a challenge for me. And like I said, I don't know what comes first. I don't know if it's purpose. I don't know if it's passion. I'm fortunate enough to have both of them. Thank you.
And yes, and that's what makes it so dynamic. That's what absolutely makes it so dynamic. Because we all have both. It's just being able to recognize the difference in between the two. Great call. Thank you. Thanks. I love your encouragement. I love your delivery. I love how you just slick side, put your story in there and start objecting.
Oh, yeah, I did that.
Yes, I love it. I loved every bit of it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Brian. Love you. Anybody else have a comment or a question? Okay. Hey, Auntie.
Hey, G. I'm trying so hard to get on. My gosh, this is Marjorie.
I was
listening on my phone. Can you guys hear me now?
Yes, Marjorie, I can hear you.
Oh, awesome. Listen, Michelle, you just rocked my world, girl. You are such a gift and such a beautiful soul to have gone through all that you've gone through and chosen to give back so much of yourself to those who have gone in that same route. And I too, even though I didn't go that exact route, being a survivor of multiple sexual assaults, it just resonates with me. And I just love the beautiful way you just let it flow and let it come from your heart, your soul, and your spirit. And I know it had to have touched everybody on this call because I couldn't even get to the last few minutes of it because of another situation. But I'm so happy that I got that. And I look forward to all the wonderful work we're going to do with all the wonderful women here in Chicago as well.
Yeah. Yes. Thank you, Miss Marjorie. Thank you, Miss Marjorie. Thank you for your beautiful words. And yes, I cannot. Yes, ma'am. I cannot wait to come to Chicago and work with you. We are definitely going to collaborate and get a lot done up there. That'll be in the way. We'll be talking to each other. I'll be in touch. Thank you so much for your kind words. Thank you.
Keep rising.
Yes, thank you. Hey, Auntie. Hey, G.
Great job, as always. I know you said you were a little nervous, but you killed it, like you always do.
Okay.
And your passion and your purpose. I am glad that you broke those two things down to know that there is a difference. Because just because you love something that you love doesn't make it mean that that's your mission in this life.
And so, exactly.
I do appreciate that. And I'm also glad that you said that your passion, you know, doesn't always, that may not be your route to success. It's just, it could be just something that you just love to do.
Exactly.
Sometimes I love to sing. That's not my purpose though. But you know, it's, I understand. Now I have a clearer understanding of what you said.
Can
you
I sure me? Can. I can hear you. Grace. Okay, I think we lost Grace. But thank you, Grace. Thank you very much. Does anybody else have any comments?
Michelle.
Hey! Who is that? I can't
How
see
are you.
Good. Who is it?
Me.
Oh, hey!
Can you see me now?
I can. Hey, Dee.
I think Grace had a connection issue because she was still talking. But I just want to say you did an amazing job. I will be scheduling my recesses from here on out. I just want to say you did an absolutely amazing job. I'm very happy. I'm very excited for you. And also, Grace, since I'm still connected, would you like to finish your comment here? I don't mind.
Great job. Keep doing what you're what you're doing. Auntie, great job.
Thank you.
You did an absolutely amazing job, and I'm grateful for you. And just keep moving.
Thank you. Thank you. Does anybody else would like to say something or comment? Or
hey, question? Girl. Hey, how you doing? What's
hey,
up?
Girl, hey, girl. Hey, hey, Shannon.
I want to tell you that you were absolutely wonderful and that I really enjoyed listening to you as I always have. And I am so in awe of your growth and your delivery. Your cadence, the flow, and the content was phenomenal. And I am so happy. As far as what I was able to gather from you, it's a little different than what has been shared already. And that's why I'm taking some time out to share with you. Because what I saw on your graphic was feed your passion. And Michelle, one thing that you did that I've done and that I think everybody knows how to do that's prosperous is eat. And none of us would find our passion or our purpose if we didn't gorge on everything life threw our way. So you had to eat prostitution. You had to eat the streets. You had to eat being homeless. You had to eat all of that in order to figure out what your purpose exactly was. So I want to encourage you to keep going. Don't stop eating. And that's what we all need to do. Don't fear it. Don't keep it on your plate and think it's going to go somewhere. Swallow. When you swallow and it goes in, it falls into the area of your life that it needs to. And that's how you find your purpose and your passion. I wouldn't have figured that out or have that analogy if you wouldn't have done what you did today. So I appreciate you. I love you. I thank you. And keep up the great work.
Oh, Shannon, I love you. That was wow. Most definitely. I can't do anything but agree with that. You gotta eat it. Thank you, Shannon. I love you for always having a different insight. Thank you so much. Anybody else have any comments or questions?
I can finally unmute. Every time I went to unmute, somebody else grabbed it just before I did. So. You know, you're the first person that I spoke to when I first got here. And you told me your story. Mm-hmm. You know, and I didn't even know you, and you told me your story. And that grabbed my heart.
Ooh.
You know, that's where it touched. It took me out of my mind. And it brought me to a sacred place because you allowed me into yours. And that's the same thing, Michelle, that you did today. You did all the research and all that good stuff, okay, because you have to present. But what touched me so much is that you took it and you came from the heart again. You know, you gave up yourself. And I so appreciate that because every time you talk to me or I hear anything that you say, it always comes from the heart. It's not, I mean, the head is there because you do the work, but it's the heart that I feel that passion from you. So I just wanted to thank you for sharing today. Thank you so much. Appreciate you.
Okay. Thank you, Carol. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Here I was thinking of, I was trying to add value to you guys, and each and every one of you have just really actually just added value to my life. Thank you. Thank you.
I love you, girl.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Is there anybody else who has any comments or any questions? Just for the record, I hit my all-time record. I spoke for 16 and a half minutes. It was 16 and a half. So the pressure is on for next time. I am up.
We'll get it.
Okay, everybody. I guess that is our Let's Talk Tuesday. Our next thing we do have tomorrow night is our Walk It Out Wednesday. with Bryant, double D, double certified Bryant A. Johnson. And it will be on Zoom. Good job, Bryant. So our double, we will make sure we send the links out to everybody.
Yes, check. Yes, on the Zoom.
Do you have a title, sir?
No. It'll be before the day is over with. I will have a title.
Okay.
Okay. I'm about to listen to you again and get a title.
Okay. Well, I guess that's it. Tempest, do you want to close us out? You do it so much better than me.
No, you do a great job. Thank you, Michelle, for being awesome and transparent. I always love your Let's Talk Tuesdays because you're so heartfelt, but you're so transparent, and it just makes great conversation. So I thoroughly enjoyed you today. I love your growth. I love your 16 and a half minutes. You're working your way up to 30. I'm so proud of you. You did an amazing job. Thank you all for joining us. Thank you for spending your Tuesday evening with us. I hope you all enjoyed this call as much as I have. As Michelle said, see you tomorrow for Walking Out Wednesdays with Bryant A. Johnson, double certified. And we'll see you next time with Grace Sandals next Let's Talk Tuesday. Thank you all for being here. Have a wonderful evening. Bye.